Welcome to the 14th episode of Who the Hell Are You? On the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open-wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our 14th episode features ALMS champion and Le Mans winner Joey Hand. And the final episode with Justin Bell will run next week before the Rolex 24th Daytona. Among the many things we learned during Hand's episode, he's Californian, very Californian. I get sexually assaulted by one of his teammates, and he's also one of the world's leading experts on hamburgers. And I am going to leave the rest of the Joey Hand experience up to you. Like every episode of Who the Hell Are You, conversations do flow freely, so be prepared to cover your ears on more than one occasion. There are over 200 Marshall Pruitt podcast episodes on iTunes, on Podbeans. It's a new one. It's also on Podbean and at our Marshall Pruitt podcast Facebook page and on MarshallPruitt.com. And here we go with one of my favorite people who also sings a mean tune while driving a race car, Ford Chip Ganassi Racing's Joey Hand.
You have no idea what's coming. I love it. I love it.
I'm borderline uncomfortable.
Good. Well, we're going over that border really quickly.
Is there a safe word?
Westbrook. Westy. Westy is the safe word. Joey Hand, thank you for joining me in another episode of Who the Hell Are You?
You're about to find out.
What is your full name?
Joey Hand.
Birthplace and date.
And it's not a Joseph. Be clear, it's Joey on my birth certificate. Joey Hand.
I'm clear.
Okay.
Birthplace and date.
Sacramento, California. It's 2/10/79. February 10th, '79. Don't tell anybody.
How many languages do you speak, and what are they?
Well, if you count Californian, two, and not well. Oh, that wasn't part of the question.
Are you left or right-handed?
Funny, I'm right-handed, but I can play ping pong and win either way, left or right-handed. So, got that going for me.
If the purge ever becomes ratified by the government, who are you taking out first?
Well, I don't know what the purge is. Is that bad?
Purge is a movie where one day of the year the government allows you to kill anybody you want without concern of penalty. One day of free killing.
Whoever's coming after me or my family, that's who's getting done in.
So Richard Westbrook would be the answer to that question. Are you left or right footed?
Oh, I'm goofy, if that's an option. Like for skateboarding? Yeah, I actually cannot go both ways on the skateboard. I can only do whatever a lefty does, so I'm goofy on a skateboard or a wakeboard. But just to be clear, I do not wakeboard or skateboard.
That's a bizarre answer. What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
To be honest, iTunes. Because I didn't even have to download it. It was awesome. It just came with my phone. I haven't found a useful app yet that I'm really like, you know what? That's a useful app. It's not out there yet for me.
Grindr.
It's another one I don't know. That's two things in this thing. Purge, Grindr. These are weird words.
How old were you when you first started to walk?
So that's a funny story. Actually, no, it's not. I crawled a long time, and I didn't crawl. That's what it was. So my mom said I didn't crawl. I went to walking right at 8 months. I skipped crawling. And my wife seems to think the missing of the crawling is where I got my lack of dancing. Because they say crawling is supposed to make you more coordinated. Yeah. It seems I skipped it.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
Favorite musician or band today? Like right...
Today.
Right meow? Oh, well, I would say I'm a country guy, so I'm digging. Like, I'm a Florida Georgia Line. Probably in that. Zach Brown Band. Yeah, that's a tie.
Second person to mention Zach Brown Band.
Hey.
Other being Catherine Lay.
Oh.
And if not, I just made that up.
Got that going for me.
Most hated vegetable or fruit?
Oh, that's for sure a mushroom. That's a 100%, not even have to question it. Even Westbrook knows that. It's mushroom. You said hated, right?
Yes.
Mushroom.
What's your favorite musician or band of all time?
I'm going to go with, you know, I'm a Metallica guy. I really like that Enter Sandman jam. It's like that whole CD or whatever you want to call it now, the whole CD, black CD. It's like one big song to me.
Have you ever been catfished or catfished someone?
See, again, I have no idea what that means. That's the third thing now. I don't know what it is. Catfished. Like, is that where they stick the fist, they go down the catfish, they put their fist in their mouth and pull
the catfish
out of
a hole? I'm not
sure
about they, but it's a dynamic where people pose as someone else on the internet searching for love or interest.
Oh, I've been catfishing, like with chicken livers and things like that, and a hook and a pole, but I've never been catfished, per se.
Experience is still left in life.
Yeah.
Might have already had this answer. Favorite album of all time?
Yeah, it's going to be the Black CD, Metallica.
Have you ever lost a parent or sibling?
No, thankfully. Not. Nope.
Apparently you've already answered favorite song. What is the highest level of education you've completed?
That's high school. I've been all the way through high school. I know it. If you look at me and talk to me a lot, I know it seems weird. Like this guy must have went on to great, great universities. But
Cambridge is what most people
assume. I thought you say Ithaca. No.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
That wasn't straight face, by the way. I'd say it's going to be... what's today? What's today? Sunday? It would be Monday. So what's...
6 days. What's your favorite song by Taylor Swift?
I think I kind of like the new one. I don't know what it is. I just keep hearing it on the radio. It's...
That's incorrect. You're a grown man. You shouldn't have a favorite Taylor Swift song.
You said you were going to be straight-faced, by the way, so...
That was a very straight face.
Clearly, this interview,
podcast is... Speaking through audio means, so you're describing things others can't see. You could be lying.
And you could be lying. A lot of men
Not
could
possible.
Like Taylor Swift.
Not possible. Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, what was the last one?
Oh, well...
Did you win or lose?
People that know me, I have been in fist fights. And probably more than people would think. But when I was a lot younger. The last one was a long time ago, let's put it that way. I've changed my ways, man. I'm more of a, now go ahead. It's fine. It's your turn. Sure it is.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
Ooh, I say this a lot, too. I'm like, that was a dumb one. Well, my refrigerator just failed before I came to this race, so it's probably my refrigerator. But
I would say refrigerator is actually a very intelligent purchase.
Not the one I got. No. See, the refrigerator itself, yes, is a good idea, but the model and brand I got wasn't. The dumbest thing I ever purchased? That, I know that's a sucky answer, but I don't know. I don't have anything good other than my refrigerator just blew up.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
No, I try not to hold dears.
What is your shoe size?
Is that a trick question? No. It's a 10.5 in the U.S., and it would be a 44, depending on the day, in European sizing.
I'm not sure this country you speak of. As a teen, where did you hide the porn stash?
As a teen?
Teen.
Oh, I didn't have any. Seriously, didn't do it. Didn't have it. I was hiding, like, baseball cards or something. As a teen? No. I'm serious. Didn't. There's no hiding necessary.
Do you have any tattoos?
Well, now we're getting personal. No, I'm kidding. I don't have any. It's not allowed in my house.
How many times have you had your heart broken?
Never. I'm a lucky guy. I met my wife when I was... Well, I've been dating my wife since I was 16 years old. We weren't married when we were 16, but we've been together since we were 16. So, there you go. This
speaking
podcast,
of Grindr.
Speaking of Grindr and speaking of things you can't see on this podcast.
I might have just had Ryan Briscoe's nuts on my shoulder. Or I might not.
Or
this is something that hasn't been captured.
By the way.
Other than memories and eyeballs.
That it wasn't just your shoulder.
Yes, well.
It wasn't just your shoulder.
Let's just say I'll be washing my neck when we're done. When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
I didn't have to Google. My son every once in a while does that. And unfortunately, I found a Wikipedia page that's not correct. And honestly, the first thing that comes up, or darn close, is Joey Hand, massive crash at Mid-Ohio. That's what comes up. I haven't found anything weird out, though. If you do watch that crash, for the people that are listening, it was a cold day. Carry on.
Can you rap?
No, I can barely wrap a present for Christmas.
What is the worst piece of advice you've received?
Don't sell your house when the market was crashing, right before the market crashed in 2007. Just hold on to it, ride it out.
Have you ever killed someone or come close?
Well, I definitely haven't killed anyone on purpose, and the come close part, I'm not really sure. I tend to not look in the mirror. No.
Could be a wake of bodies.
Who knows? Never know.
Seinfeld. Funniest TV show of all time or the worst pile of garbage ever made?
Best show ever. Come on now. Are you messing with me? Because anybody that says it's a big pile of garbage, let me know, because that's where we're starting on that, whatever it was, Purge Day you talk so highly about. That's where we're starting.
It's the worst piece of crap ever made.
Okay. You're on the list. Top of the list.
What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy, other than the affection of your father?
All 10. Wait, what? I just said toe.
Toy.
Oh, toy. I just said toe. I'm like, why would I want one toe more than the other? What toy? Oh, man, I don't even know. I just want cars. Like, we wanted cars that we could, they're like made of steel, we could jump off stairs.
A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you?
Oh, man, I'm not even going there. I'm not even going there. Let's see, what would somebody say in a political situation?
If I were to ask that question to Chip Ganassi, I'm fairly confident he would say yes.
Don't try to bait me in like
and
that.
And be disappointed by any employee who did not agree.
Don't bait me in like that.
Is there a game show or reality show you would love to be on?
Oh, this is, I feel like you're messing with me. Jeopardy. Did somebody tell you this?
No.
Jeopardy, for sure. I'm at like a teenage Jeopardy level. I think I'm good there. Maybe high school Jeopardy level. Let me put it this way.
Grown man. High school level.
My wife is borderline impressed by what I know on Jeopardy. Whether that means anything to me or not, doesn't matter to me. I feel good about it.
Have you ever worn a hat that said, I'm with Hillary or Make America Great Again?
Have I ever worn a hat?
Correct.
No. Owned? Oh, I wear a hat every day, not those ones.
Owned?
Nope. Nope.
Thought there might have been something there. Tupac or Biggie?
You know, I don't know about either one, but if I had, I'm not even sure. I would never know who's singing a song. If you said that's Tupac, I'd be like, okay. I really don't. I was not a rap guy, sorry. I was Metallica young, and I'm country now, kind of.
A sheltered life.
I don't know, man.
What is the name of the last book you read?
Well, I don't read a lot of books, as you know. But the last book I read was Go Like Hell.
Bible would have been an acceptable answer. Are you married? And if so, why?
I'm definitely married. I've been married for a long time. And why? That's an interesting question. But I would say because I love my wife, I want her to stay with me. It was more of like, ooh, I got a good one. I should probably hold on to this one. I don't totally believe in the fact that we were together for a very long time. So from 16 to how we're 10 years, whatever, before we got married. And I always said, what's marriage? It's just a piece of paper. Yeah. We love each other. We stay together. You know, this is a thing. But we got married. She said, well, we're going to get married. So figure it out. I'm like, okay. I took a hint.
If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I'd find? Something that might make your grandparents proud.
Oh, the nicest website you'd find would probably be Racer Magazine. They'd be Racer.com. They'd be proud of that.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie. It's on the top of my browser. I can bring it up for you right now. Racer is in my top. Because you have a Racer hat on. You've made the top. Whatever that list is on top of my screen.
My heart is flush.
So is your face.
If you were gravely injured and stuck in the hospital, would you be concerned if your loved ones checked your browser history?
Oh, no. Definitely not. There's nothing to find there. I'm super boring in that department.
Speeding towards a conclusion, Joey Hand.
All right.
What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
I guess it was a house. I don't even know what proper money is. Maybe some people might not consider what I make now proper money. You never know. But when I started making money, like on a regular basis, I thought maybe I'd make money for a long term. I think Natalie and I bought a house. That seemed like the right thing to do.
Cats or dogs? Which tastes better?
No, that was a trick. That was a trick. That wasn't fair.
Have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of Intervention?
Again, I've lost the Intervention. I don't know what Intervention is. Is that a show?
Yes.
I don't watch TV, man. I work on go-karts till wee hours of the morning. I don't know what Intervention is, so I don't know. I'm not sure on that one. Sorry. But you did learn that what you have learned is I don't watch a lot of these shows you watch, I guess.
And yet there's Jeopardy.
Oh, I do. And by the way, I DVR that to the point where my wife gets so angry because it fills the DVR because I set it for any Jeopardy that comes on any part of the day. Next thing you know, we got like 75 Jeopardies and she wants to delete them. I'm like, but I haven't seen it. What now?
That might qualify as behavior somewhat worthy for an episode of Intervention.
Oh. Well, look at that. I answered the question. Yay for me.
Do you subscribe to any magazines that aren't automotive or racing related?
Well, Men's Health. You know it's 100% useful? Men's Health. That's my reading material.
In all ways.
Yeah, I get so much information out of Men's Health, you blow your mind. Mainly for Jeopardy, but yes. My friends and family, my circle... They don't get it. I read it in Men's Health. I don't tell you.
I see a sponsorship opportunity. What is the meanest thing you've done to a sibling or friend?
I'm not really that mean a person to people that don't do anything to me. So sibling and friend, I mean, probably the meanest thing, my brothers and I, we used to punch each other. Like, you wouldn't believe. Natalie was there. We were together so young, like when we were 16, that she would try and break it up between me and my two brothers. We'd be punching each other as hard as we could. Normally in the arm, not like in the face or anything.
Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of not on a regular basis, but the bathroom is kind of a place where I do some of my best work.
A well-known fact.
Like, actual work.
If trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal? And what body part of your own do you eat first?
I have no idea. For rapid fire, this is a lot of thinking. See, I'm not that kind of person. I'd have to think this out. How long are we on the island? Or no, how long before?
How long before? What body part do you eat first?
I don't know. I think I could find... That's one thing I always say. I'm a survivor. I will survive. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'll find a coconut. If I can't climb a tree, I'll figure out how to climb a tree. I'm a survivor. before. I'm not going to eat. It doesn't. It's counterproductive to be a survivor and eat your own body part. Come on.
Interesting rationale. In Living Color, Chappelle Show, or Key and Peele?
Well, I've only seen the Chappelle Show. I don't even know the last one you said. Never even heard of it. Chappelle Show, I've at least watched, so I'd have to choose that one just on process of elimination.
Name one thing you recently learned that everyone else on Earth seemingly knew except you.
Oh, this just happened to me.
Other than Dirk Mueller's an excellent teammate.
Yeah, well, people know that, though. Oh, dang it. This would have been a good one. If I could remember it, it would be a good one. I just figured out that. I've lost it. Sorry. I wish I could be better help or a better interview or podcaster.
Two questions ago, Joey Hand. Whew. Have your parents ever told you they were disappointed by your actions or decisions? If so, explain.
Thankful for me, my parents haven't. I was a pretty good kid. That's what my mom says anyways. I do not seriously remember that ever. I try to do the right thing. Especially for family and friends. Other people, never know. Westy.
Final question. Concerned. You might choose both, but you can only choose one.
Hold on. Beware of your shoulder again, because Briscoe just came back. And your neck. And your leg. All the parts that he humped before, you probably should beware of.
He might be done with two kids if he tries it again. Joey Hand, if you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by blowjob?
I love cheeseburgers. I'm gonna be honest with you. I love cheeseburgers so much. Even Westy knows I love cheeseburgers.
I know you love cheeseburgers as well.
We just did smash burgers like a day ago, like you read about.
If you had to choose how to leave this planet, overconsumption, overstimulation, which path is Joey Hand punching his ticket with?
Is this concerned an awkward silence? I think I'd go faster, pardon the expression, if I piled down some cheeseburgers. I mean, if I'm going, I don't want to prolong it. And first of all, the only way I can think of to die by the old blowjay would have to do with teeth and, like, swords and stuff. And
swords?
So, I don't know, but I feel like just overeating would be a better option because I'm not sure about what was going to happen in that so-called BJ session you're talking about.
Add-on, which we've never done before. We've always stuck to the 50, but considering the in-depth thought you gave this answer and your well-known appreciation for cheeseburgers, any particular kind? What would you ask the warden? What type of burger? Oh, is there a chain restaurant you go to?
Well,
a
I don't
style?
Mind. Oh, I would probably go. I would go. I do like that, but I would ask him if we're going this far. I'd say, can you please set up a griddle over here and just let me handle this myself? Because we're gonna need a little bit of butter, actually a lot of butter, and we're gonna need 4 ounces of nice ground beef shaped in a ball, whether I can do it or not. Some smashing devices. I'm going to smash my own hammer right here, right meow. It's going down like this.
While we're enjoying the topic, any idea how many cheeseburgers it might take to fell Joey Hand?
For not a large guy, I can put down some stuff. So they would have to be prepared.
Dozens.
With some
possibly.
Equipment. Dozens, possibly.
50 to 100.
To take me out, it'd be beyond dozens, for sure. Remember, I'm a survivor, so I'd be like riding this thing out until somebody decided I wasn't supposed to go.
And that was episode 14 with Joey Hand. Next Tuesday is it for volume 1 of Who the Hell Are You? And if you've liked what you've heard, or even troubled by it, don't be bashful about sharing this hot mess. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.